What's up, guys? It's 9 o'clock and welcome to our show on Anna Freud FM. My name is Loco Momo.
And my name is OG11 and we present you the hottest international news every time on time and safe.
Today is Monday and everybody knows it's the worst day in the week, but I want to try to make you feel better if you imagine how OG11 looks like today.
Oh, sh**! Oh, you say that? The chaos of the whole world was written in your face.
Okay, I love you too, bro. So, okay, that was funny, yeah? But let us start, become a little more serious. Today, we got some good, but also bad news, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's true. The FC Barcelona won the Champions League final, but that's not the important thing. Today, early in the morning, news about another gang fight between different Mexican gangs in Los Angeles reached us.
Yeah, but let us not talk so long, OG. Just let the people listen what happened in our newsflash with our reporter Eugene Eisenhower.
What's up, Eugene?
These women are grieving at the shooting scene of Jose Maldonado, a 14-year-old honor student at Jefferson High School. He was gunned down by African-American gangbangers while riding his bike a block from his home. The killers later returned in a second attack, calculated to terrorize. They shoot at Maldonado family members and friends as they mourn Jose's death. Months later, the family is still grieving, remembering Jose's birthday at his gravesite. The Maldonado tragedy, part of a troubling trend of escalating interracial violence between blacks and Latinos.
Sad story, Loco. What else we can say? The gang violence on the streets of LA has to stop.
I agree. I'm also shocked about the behavior of these Mexican in America. A lot of other Mexican people from Mexico came to the US to become a normal citizen, and they sent their kids to school to let them learn how to survive without criminal activities.
Yeah, that's completely true what you said. Don't let us stereotype them like the Republicans do. I think we have to change the point of view from Mexicans in public and media to give people in America a different choice to see the problem on two sides. Yes, we have illegal immigrants, and yes, we have Mexican gang members. But we have also a big number of serious immigrants, and we have to keep them out from racial attacks and comments in media to give normal Mexicans the chance with a normal life in the USA without stereotypes.
Wise words, OG, wise words. And in regards to this topic, we have almost a new movie in our cinemas in LA. It's called Sin Nombre, and it shows a journey from MS 30 gang members on a railway from Mexico to the border of the US. The point is that a lot of illegal immigrants are coming on this way to America to get out of social problems, gang backgrounds, or simply, you can say, poorness.
In addition to that movie, the name of the main characters are Smiley and Casper, and Smiley tries to get out of gang activities with a new life behind the borders of the US. But that's not an easy doing. His gang wants his head because of his treachery against the gang. This movie is a great option to get another side of view, and it helps to understand why some illegal immigrants have problems to integrate themselves because of their past in their home countries. A good movie for people over 16 years.
Guys, listen. Don't let you say that every people are saying we have differences. And because of that, we invite Professor Hernandez from a famous university in El Salvador, who is specialist of the actual immigration status in America.
To sum up, don't be a cheap racist and check out our news feed on our new website and the internet to be every time informed, and for further discussions, check out our chat with our invited specialist and guest Professor Hernandez. Thank you for listening, guys, and I hope we will meet us again at the next time.
That will be next week, right?
Yeah, next week on Monday. Don't forget it. Don't forget it, guys. Bye, guys.
Bye.